if anybody wants to join in still.
Same, can I
give it
to the same place as the Sidur?
Yeah. £5?
Shkoyach,
whatever. All helps.
Times are tough right now.
Shkoyach. No, that's fine. Everything helps.
Yeah.
No, that's what Tesco says. Every little helps. Okay. Rabbosai, our limud of Hilchos Lashon Hara is l'schus refuah of Yosef Dov Bechayla, Hishtav Refuah Shleima Bekorah B'Sosha Chayli Yisrael. So we spoke yesterday about when the boys put honey, or one of the boys put honey on the Rebbe's chair. The Rebbe comes in after break, he sits on it, he's embarrassed, he's stuck to the chair, he stands up, the chair comes with him, and he's got to go home and change trousers and have the trousers cleaned. So the question is, the Rebbe turns around and says, who did it? He wants to know who did it. And none of the boys are prepared to stay, but most of the boys know who did it, but they don't want to say. So the Rebbe says, if you don't tell me who it is, then I will give the entire class a detention. Oh, yeah, and everybody's very unhappy with that. So the question are any of the boys allowed to tell the Rebbe who did it? Now, one point we made was that sending an anonymous note doesn't help at all, because it's still Lashon Hara. If you speak Lashon Hara by sending a note, or sending a text, or speaking, it doesn't make any difference. That's not going to help. For 29 boys out of 30 to write a note to the Rebbe saying, I didn't do it, which means that eventually he works out by a process of elimination who did it. So therefore that won't help us either. So Pashtos, it is Rechilus. It's clearly Rechilus for the boys to tell the Rebbe that that was the boy who put the honey on the chair, as a result of which the Rebbe is going to dislike the boy. He's going to get annoyed and he's going to get upset. It's going to create a rift between him and the boy who did this to him. And therefore, that would be rechilus. There is a consequence. There's a consequence of this Lashon Hara that the Rebbe will not like the boy. So therefore, we're clearly saying that is definitely rechilus for any of the boys to tell the Rebbe who did it. But now the boys are faced with a situation where they're going to get a detention and it's not fair. And faket, the boys say to the Rebbe, how could you punish us with a detention for keeping the halacha? The Chofetz Chaim says, it's rechilus, I can't speak. I'd love to tell you, Rebbe, but I'm not allowed to. That's the halacha. So if I'm fulfilling the halacha, and as a result of me fulfilling the halacha of Hilchos Lashon Hara, or Hilchos Rechilus, that it's osa, I'm not telling you who it is, and for that you're punishing me? What sort of chinuch is this in this school, that you get punished for keeping halacha? So, let's clear. Well, maybe it's toyeles. Maybe because we know that we've learned the rules that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara l'toyeles. Maybe this is a toyeles. There's a toyeles for the boy. He's going to be punished for what he did. That's a toyeles. He deserves to be punished for what he did. That's a toyeles. And there's a toyeles that everybody else is not going to be punished for him. So we have to go through the seven rules of toyeles to say, does it qualify or doesn't it qualify? So rule number one is that you have to have seen it yourself. Did the boys see themselves when the boy did it? They know who did it, but they were out playing in break. So maybe they don't. Anybody who didn't see it for himself wouldn't be allowed to say l'toyeles. That's one. So that's eliminated three quarters of the class anyway, because they weren't in the classroom during break when the boy actually did it. So they didn't see it by themselves, right? Was a wrong committed? Did he do an avla? Yes. That means qualification number two for toyeles. So let's assume that we've got a boy who was in the class and who saw it himself. But was a wrong committed? Yes. Now, the third halacha is that you have to approach the boy himself. You have to approach him and you have to say to the boy, you have to own up, otherwise the whole class is going to be. Yeah. So let's assume that he has owned up. He has told him and the boy doesn't want to say. He doesn't want to get into trouble. So therefore, he's already approached him as well. So that's level three. So we've qualified that he saw it for himself, the wrong was committed, and assuming that we spoke to the boy. Okay, when you tell, you mustn't exaggerate. Okay, that's the rule number four. We can comply with that. We've complied so far with rules number one, two, three, and four. Number five, I think, is where it fails. Number five is that your kavanah has to be solely l'shem shemaim. You mustn't have any personal negiah when you tell this loshon hara l'tzeilus. And this boy, first of all, he might not be solely l'shem shemaim. He might even be a little bit sort of pleased that the other boy's getting into trouble. But more importantly, he's getting out of a detention. If he tells the Rebbe who does it, then the class doesn't have a detention. So therefore, I, telling the Rebbe who did it, I have a personal negiah. I'm going to benefit from it. If you've got a personal negiah, then rule number five of Toyeles will not apply. It fails on rule number five Toyeles. Six and seven doesn't really apply, but can you achieve the same thing without speaking Lashon Hara? No. And the final thing, would you be punished more than in the Beis Din? Again, no. So therefore, I think two of them don't apply, five of them do apply, and out of the five, it fails on one L'Toyeles, which means that at the end of the day, the class cannot tell the Rebbe who did it, and if that means that they have to suffer a detention, so be it.
Start your day of the Torah way of London, Wednesday, Gimel Ov, 7th of August, revised by Conic Schlitter, DNA Havdola. This week's Torah way is sponsored by the Simchas of Amitra of Conic Schlitter, Papa Nerioye, and Moti Ler Nerioye, who plays Lars Shabbos, Yeros and Shabbos, and Zimim Rav Nachas and Hem, Yod Yotzei Chalat Zihem, the Schus HaShvoyim HaChayolim, Bamil Chamon, Shachsu, Votzev, Nisholim, Mimheiro.
Amen. So we know the best time to say Havdalah, as we all know, is Motzei Shabbos. However, a person can make Havdalah until Tuesday night. But there's a big chakira. What does that mean, that you can make Havdalah till Tuesday night? There's two ways of understanding, and we're going to soon see what the nafka minna is. One way of understanding is that although the best time to make Havdalah is Motzei Shabbos, but a person has, still has a chiyuv, a regular chiyuv, regular obligation to say it till Tuesday night. In other words, maybe the best time is Motzei Shabbos, but the chiyuv extends itself till Tuesday night. That's one way of understanding. A second way of understanding is, no, the time to make Havdalah is Motzei Shabbos. We have what's called tashlumin. We can repay back till Tuesday night. But there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv is only on Motzei Shabbos. The obligation is Motzei Shabbos. And we can pay back till Tuesday night. What's the nafka minna between these two stodim? So there's a famous Rosh. The Rosh brings the Maharam in Rottenberg, who talks about what happens if, unfortunately, a person is an oinon on Shabbos. What does that mean? Person lost his parents, one of his parents, and he can't bury on Shabbos, and he's going to bury on Sunday. The question is, on Motzei Shabbos, the halacha is an oinon. He's potter from Havdalah. He can't make Havdalah. However, and he's allowed to eat, therefore, since he's potter, he's allowed to eat. We know the halacha is before Havdalah, one is not supposed to eat. But here, since he's potter, he's allowed to eat. But come after Sunday, after he's buried the dead, so now, is he chai of Havdalah? And therefore, he wouldn't be able to eat until he makes Havdalah. Says the Rosh B'Shem the Mar Rottenberg, that a person, after he's buried, he's dead on the Sunday, he can't eat and he must make Havdalah. The Rosh, however, brings another shitter, who the Rosh agrees with, and he says, no, he doesn't have to make Havdalah on Sunday. He was potter on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore now on Sunday he doesn't make Havdalah. He doesn't have to make Havdalah, and he's allowed to eat. Amar Minchas Chinuch, what is this Machlokes Rishonim dependent on? So he says the following. It's dependent on what we spoke about, the two stodim we spoke about before. Why? If the Chiyuv Havdalah is a chiyuv best time, Motzei Shabbos, but the chiyuv goes till Tuesday night. So though, although he was potter on Motzei Shabbos, but comes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he'll be chayuv. So he'll have to make Havdalah, even though he's potter on Motzei Shabbos, because he was an oinon, but now he's mechuyev to say. However, and that is the shitta of the Rosh. However, the other shitta holds no. The chiyuv is until Tuesday night. So although he was an oinon on Motzei Shabbos, he was potter, but nevertheless, now he's mechuyev. In other words, if he's potter on Motzei Shabbos, so then there's no tashlumin, because there's no chiyuv. Chiyuv means, tashlumin means, if you were mechuyev when you were supposed to make it, so you can be mashlim. But if you can't, if you're not mechuyev, you're potter, then there's no din tashlumin. So therefore you wouldn't be able to, you don't need to make haftalah. That's what the Rosh holds. However, the other tzad is, no. The chiyuv is till Tuesday. So now, even though you were potter on Motzei Shabbos, it doesn't help you. You're going to have to make Havdalah on Sunday, and therefore you're not allowed to eat until you've made Havdalah. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. In actual fact, I saw, interestingly enough, it's not Nogea this year, but let's say Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. We Paskin that we make Havdalah Sunday night. Motzei Shabbos one can't make Havdalah. Sunday night, we make Havdalah. However, there's a Machlokes Apeskim about this. Some hold that you don't need to make Havdalah, one doesn't make Havdalah, and some hold we do, which is how we paskin. What's it tolu on? What's it dependent on? The same Shaila. Exactly. If you're Be'etzem, there's a Chiyuv till Tuesday, not the best time is Motzei Shabbos. So now, Motzei Tisha B'Av on Sunday night, there's still a Chiyuv. You make Havdalah. But if you say that what? That no. Be'emes, the chiv is only on Motzei Shabbos. You've got tashlum and you can repay back your chiv, as it were. But that's only if you're mechuyev. If you're not mechuyev, then there's nothing to talk about. Those are the two stodim which the Minchas Chinuch brings down. However, I saw two questions on this Minchas Chinuch, the way he explains the Rosh. Remember, the Rosh held that it was tashlumin. That means that the Rosh held that an oinon who is potter on Motzei Shabbos comes Sunday, he doesn't have to make Havdalah once he's buried his parents. Says the, where do we find a question? Because there's another famous Rosh. The Rosh says like this, we know Motzei Shabbos, we say Atochin Antonu, meaning we make Havdalah in effect during Motzei Shabbos. What happens if a person forgets to say Atochin Antonu? Didn't say it. Says the Rosh, Im shochach lahavdil bitfilo. If a person forgets to say, Tzorich lachzor kusha'in lo kus. He has to go back when he's not going to have a kus, if he doesn't have a kus. Says the Rosh, however, Im mitzapeh shiye lo kus lemocho, if he hopes to have a kus the next day, in other words, the Rosh says something interesting. He says, if a person hopes to be able to make Havdalah with a kos on Sunday, then he doesn't have to be choizer, he doesn't have to go back and say Atochin Antonu. Now, there's a big question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says over here, what is this Sunday? Why dafka Sunday? If you held that there's a chiyuv till Tuesday, so metzape to Yom HaShlishi. And what's the mile of Sunday? What's the advantageous about Sunday? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger something very interesting. He says, Hayom Hoylech Achar HaLaila. There's a din sometimes that the day goes after the night. It's all one. It's a 24-hour peckle. Exactly. It's a 24-hour peckle. And therefore, Sunday is really like Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, if he's metzaper, if he can have a kos when on Sunday, then he doesn't have to go back and make Havdalah. The question is, however, there seems to be a contradiction to what we said before. Why? Because the Rosh said, if a person, chas v'sholem, is an oinon on Motzei Shabbos, on Shabbos, comes Sunday, he doesn't have to make Havdalah. He can bury, after he's buried the dead, he wouldn't have to make Havdalah. Which means that you see from here that Sunday has no mila, has no advantage over Motzei Shabbos. But yet when it comes to this psak, what we just said, that a person who is what? Who is forgot to say tefillah, then Sunday, mitzapah till Sunday, like Rabbi Vega said, is like Moitah Shabbos. If that would be the case, then Sunday, he's got a regular chiyuv, according to the Rosh, to make Havdalah. And if that's the case, then why does he hold by an oinon, if you're put on Moitah Shabbos, you don't need to make Havdalah on Sunday, you should.
It's a different thing.
Why is it different?
Because he is a ptah, so he's on potah. That's it. But here, he forgot, he was chiyuv there.
Yeah, but it's, but Sunday... But Sunday you're mechuyev anyhow. You got the you're pot on Moitzei Shabbos, but now you're chayev on Sunday. No, that's the fear of the Rosh. Yeah, that was what we on, but not the fear of this Rosh. The fear of this Rosh, you're chayev on Sunday like Moitzei Shabbos. There's no difference. That's one question. A second question, just very briefly, is like this: what happens if a person halacha? A person, we know that Kiddush Friday night is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. Doraisa. By day it's Darabonim, but by night, the Kiddush of Friday night is Doraisa. A person, for whatever reason, didn't make Kiddush Friday night. He went on a trip, he was very tired, and he slept the whole thing. He did a bagel till Shabbos morning. So, there's a big machlokes the Torah brings down. If a person never made Kiddush by night, he says machmas shikha hoy oinus. Either he forgot, or he was a shoygeg, or he was an oinus. Yekadish lemocha. Then he makes Kiddush daraisa during the day. However, says that was that the shit of the tool. But what happens if he's amazed? For some reason, he decided, for whatever reason, a Vilnish, he doesn't want to make Kiddush Friday night. Nah. Can he make Kiddush the day? So the Torah says, no, because you see
Kiddush,
the Torah.
You can have wine or chalas, is that okay?
Sorry? Yeah, okay, yeah. But that's about the nusach of the Kiddush, though.
If someone doesn't have chalas or wine, can he sell the Kiddush? Nothing?
No, that he can't do. But that's not the shayla over here.
But
the question.
I'm asking you, is that called shoygeg or maybe if someone doesn't have wine or chalas?
Oh. He should have bought. I don't know.
Stuck on holiday. Clean.
Yeah. Okay. That could be.
Could be an
onus if he doesn't have yet. Now, so if he's amazed, the Torah says he's out the game. He can't make Kiddush the next day. That's the Torah. The Rambam, however, says that no. Even if he's amazed and he decided Friday night not to make Kiddush, he can still make Kiddush by day. Says the Bach, what's this dependent on? The Machlokes. The same as what we said before. Why? If you hold that the Chiyuv of Kiddush, of course, is Friday night, that's the best time to make Kiddush, that's when your person should make Kiddush. But let's say, but nevertheless, the Chiyuv continues until Shabbos, the whole of Shabbos, he's got the whole of Shabbos to make Kiddush. That's what the Rambam holds. And therefore, a person has the whole day to make Kiddush, and therefore, even if he's bemazed on Friday night, he can still make Kiddush during the day. However, says the Bach, if you hold that what? That your chiv is only Friday night, you can be mashdim tashlumin during the day, so then mazed we know. Unfortunately, if a person's bemazed, let's say a person didn't daven shachris b'mezid or mincha, he can't. There's no tashlumin of mincha. There's no tashlumin. You can't be mashdim. Amazed, you can't be mashdim. So says the Bach, what's the machlokes Rambam and Tor? That's the machlokes. Now, the Gemara says in Psochim,
the ilm the drosha kachay of bichni sosoi, the kachay of idiosos by zochoi. Yeah.
Could be,
so,
yeah.
There's not much more that you've got the whole day.
I hear. I'm not sure. I'll have to check that out. Okay, the feed the Rambam, in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But the Gemara in Psochim is actually depends Kiddush to Havdalah. Because the Gemara says, Mishalei Kiddush Be'er Shabbos Ma'ushi Kaddish Kol Hayoyim. What if a person doesn't make Kiddush on Friday night? Can he make Kiddush the whole day? Upashit, and he's Pesha the Shaila, Mishalai Hivdil B'Motze Shabbos Kodesh, Mavdil V'Hoylech Kol HaShabbos.
Kiddush.
He's tolerating, listen, he puts the Kiddush and Avdolah are the same. In other words, if a person doesn't make Avdolah Motze Shabbos, that Kol HaShabbos doesn't mean the whole Shabbos, it means the whole week, right? Which means till Tuesday night, right? In other words, if, just like a person, if a person didn't make Kiddush Friday night, he can make Kiddush the whole Shabbos, the same as if a person doesn't make Havdalah Motze Shabbos, he's got till Tuesday night to make Havdalah. So we see from here that Kiddush and Havdalah is one din, is the same. The same. The problem is the following. What does the Rosh remember? The Rosh by Havdalah, when he were an Oinon, what does he say? A person is an Oinon. He says, like the Shitta, that comes Sunday, he doesn't have to make Havdalah, he can bury the dead, bury his parents, and he doesn't have to make Havdalah afterwards. He can eat without making Havdalah. Which is mashma, like we said, according to the Minchas Chinuch, that it's only tashlumin. It's only repaying back. Right? You're only repaying. Because if you'd have a chiv the whole week, if it's a regular chiv, you know, the of course, the shmitz, the best time is Motzei Shabbos, but you've got till Tuesday night. So then, the Oinon, he was potter Motzei Shabbos, but he's not potter on Sunday. So he's got till Tuesday. So you should make Havdalah. Sorry? Okay, but it doesn't. But who said you? Yeah, but now there's a chiv today. No, why not? If you have a chiv. No, but why? If the chiv is till Tuesday night, Tuesday, just that the best time is Motzei Shabbos, who cares? We're going to come to what you're saying soon, but not the feet. If you understand very simply that your chiv starts Motzei Shabbos until Tuesday night, so who cares if you were potter Tuesday night? It doesn't matter. Motzei Shabbos. You, Sunday morning, you're chiv. So the Rosh would paskin that just like he passes by Havdalah, that he says, it's Tashlumin, remember that tzad, yeah? So, Lamoshel, again, if a person, Lamoshel, on Friday night, wouldn't say Kiddush, he didn't say Kiddush, and now, Shabbos day comes, if he's bemazed, he wouldn't be able to say Kiddush, because he holds like the tzad that it's only Tashlumin, right? If it's only Tashlumin, you can't be Mashlim. Like we said, mazed, you can't be Mashlim. The problem is that the tall paskins like the Rambam, and the tall was the father of the Rosh was the father of the tall, and the tall paskins that what? That even if you're bemazed, you can? You can say Kiddush on Shabbos. So lechura, lefi the minchas chinuch, it's a total stira between the two psokim. Because remember we said, like the Gemara says in psokim, Kiddush, Havdalah are the same, intertwined. Which means that they're exactly, the halacha should be the same. So how can the Rosh Paskin by Oinon, he says that what? That you don't make Motzei Shabbos, come Sunday, you're potter. What do we see from there? Tashlumin. However, By Kiddush, which should have the same halacha, he says Mefurash that even if you're bemazed, you're mechuyev to say, you can say on Shabbos, which means it's not tashlumin. So lechura, lefi the minchas chinuch pshat in the machlokes Rosh and Rambam and Rosh and the other shittah by Oinon, it doesn't shtim. So I saw there's a famous, there was a famous Rosh Hashiva called Rav Shlomka Berman. He was Rosh Hashiva in Ponyu's Yeshiva. And he brings the following teretz. He wants to say, no, there's a third tzad, which is touching on what Rav Dudi says, yeah? Which is that what? He says like this. He says, we understand the two stodim, as we said, either the chiv is till Tuesday night, or it's tashlumin. So he brings from Reb Chaim, I don't know where the Reb Chaim is, but he brings from Reb Chaim Bris the following, and he says like this. He says, no, there's a third side, there's a third way of understanding this concept. And what's that concept? What's the way of understanding? He says like this. He says, could be we held like this. The chiv, correctly so, is till Tuesday night. But there's a condition. What's that condition? The condition is only if you're a bar chiyuva, you're on Motzei Shabbos. And I think that's what you meant. In other words, you've got till Tuesday night, true. But as long as you are mechuyev on Motzei Shabbos. Huh?
That's what I said in the beginning.
You could be, yeah, okay, sorry, if that's what you meant, fine. No, yeah, okay. In other words, you have to be a bar chiyuva on Motzei Shabbos. So now, lefi this, what we just said, we can understand that there's no contradiction between the two shittas. Why? Like this. Take, for example, an oinon. An oinon is not a bar chiyuva on Motzei Shabbos. He's potter. So therefore, says Reb Chaim, if he's potter on Motzei Shabbos, he can't make Avdolah. Because when do we say the chiyuv extends itself till Tuesday night? It's only if you're mechayev on Motzei Shabbos, because that's the optimum time to make Avdolah. But Oinah's not chiyuv. Therefore, the Rosh Paskins that what? Potter doesn't make Avdolah, can eat, no problem. However, when it comes to Kiddush or regular Havdalah, if a person was bemazed, for example, so he's still a Bar Chiyuva. He's a Bar Chiyuva on Friday night. He decided not to make Kiddush. That's his problem. But he's still a Bar Chiyuva. And therefore, even if he's bemazed, he's Chayev the whole of Shabbos to make Kiddush, and the whole of the week to make Havdalah. Yes?
Could you argue that the Oinon is also a Bar Chiyuva?
You could.
He's got a Zaytzeh.
And I'll tell you something. Very good. I'll tell you something. That's also a Chakira. Rabbi Shlomka Berman in his next shtickle brings another Teretz, which is exactly that. How do we look at an Oinon? Do we look at an Oinon that he's not a Bar Chiyuva Bichlal? Or, like you're saying, that no, he's a Bar Chiyuva, he's just potter. It's like Oseh b'mitzvah potter and amitzvah. That's the Geder.
He's
Torah. That's right. Exactly.
It depends if Motzei Shabbos is a Chiyuv and the rest of the day is a Shlomo, or the Chiyuv stays.
No, but Reb Yankov is saying something else. He's saying the Shaila will be dependent on an Oinon.
No.
What the Oinon is.
Potter, anymore.
But Rav Yanki is saying not like that. He's saying no.
Oh, that's the Shaila.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we're saying. Yeah. That's what we're saying. Just want to end off a few minutes.
Kind of potter that's going to wear off.
Sorry?
It's kind of a potter that's going to wear off. But anybody can get a phone call to say that.
Yeah. Okay, but the question is, what is he until he gets that phone call?
The field is just suspended. It's not.
Yeah, that's what Rav Yanki is saying. But you could learn not like that.
Not like that.
Yeah, we could learn and. A lot of Rishonim learn not like that.
Okay.
And Oinon is not a Bar Chiyuva Bichlal. Until he gets that phone call, or whatever it is, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. Yeah. It's the same as all. Yeah, it depends. Just to end off, just we have a few minutes. Just to end off, I just want to say a small vault on tefillah, which I think is a tremendous chizuk. There's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, just for 2 minutes. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that there were two people who were about to go on the gallows. About to go on the gallows. Says the Gemara, they both davened. One was answered and he wasn't killed, and the other one was answered and he was. And the Gemara says, why not? Why was not one answered? Says the Gemara, Zeh, he spelled tefillah shleima, nene. This one davened the tefillah shleima. We'll see what that means in a minute. But Zeh lo yispal tefillah shleima, lo nene. Rashi says, what does it mean by tefillah shleima? Says Rashi, one word. Zenisgaven. He davened. He was had kavona. So I heard a gewaldige kasher. Matthew Saul Solomon says this. He said like this. What are you talking about? The two people who are about to be killed. You're telling me that this one, he didn't have kavona? He didn't daven properly? Someone is about to be killed, about to go on the gallows, but he didn't daven properly. What's past the zazach? How's shaykh zazach? Says Matthew Saul Solomon, gewaldige yisodin tefillah. He says like this. He says, very often we all, chas v'sholom, let's say someone was told, Rahman Nitzlan, the doctor said, there's very little chance of you surviving this illness. So the person is by next to his bed, then he's davening. But what's he thinking? Does he really believe that his tefillah can change the statistics of the doctor? Or is in his mind thinking about the Levaya Shoyim? In other words, what's Chachter? Does he really believe in his tefillah? Or he davens, because that's what a Yid does. Every Yid says tefillah when he has to. Every Yid tries tefillah. But he doesn't really believe that his tefillah can change the situation. Says the Matthew Yor, that's the pshat in the Gemara. There was one person who was standing by the gallows. And he davened, but he really believed his tefillah, although looks like there's no chance of being saved, Bichlal. But when he davened, he said, no, the Ribbono Shel Olam can save me. He believed it. He believed in his tefillah. And therefore, his tefillah was answered. Masha Enkein, the other person, he davened, he shried, yes, of course, he said to him like everyone would in such a situation, but he didn't really believe that his tefillah would be answered. Master Sosa said a story, just to end off, he said a story that's not this time of the year. We don't, Baruch Hashem, we don't have this problem. But in yeshivas, this time of the year, there's a lot of chavrusa politics. It's a terrible, in my mind, it's a terrible thing that the bochim decide and they start passling other boys. And it's a very difficult time for a bochim who can't get good chavrusas. So he said there was a bocha in yeshivas Gateshead that he was a very mediocre bocha, but he always managed to get a gewaldige chavrusa. And he said, none of the anhol understood how this happened. And Taka, after every zman, the person would drop him because he saw he was only mediocre and he was getting for the mitzuyonim, he was getting for the best bochrim. No one understood. Until one day, Ramatisho said that the person was the bocha. In those days, there was no mobile phones. So the bocha was standing by a telephone and he said he was on the phone to his mother. And he said, Mummy, you can stop davening for me now. Baruch Hashem, I got my chavus. Says in Matthew Shor, you see two things in this. Number one, the geval gazach of a mother's tefillah. And second of all, that bocha believed that his tefillah would get him a chavus. Yeah. And if you believe that your tefillah will get you a chavus, if you believe your tefillah will get you something, then Be'ez Hashem, it will get you. Yeah.